Grains are starting off mostly in the greens today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures right now, 1 to 2 cents higher. Soybeans are about 2 to 3 cents higher. We'll look at those numbers here in just a moment. We saw corn go down about a penny yesterday. Soybeans up almost 4 cents, and wheat was decreased by just over 12 cents. Corn futures dropped on the agreed-upon two-week ceasefire news between the U.S. and Iran. Soybean prices dragged down by weakness in soy oil and crashing crude oil markets due to the ceasefire. Still managed to move higher. Wheat fell for the fourth time in the past five sessions. Iran is reportedly limiting the number of ships to a dozen that will be allowed to pass through the Strait of Hormuz on a daily basis, charging ships a toll. USDA will release its weekly export sales report on Thursday, and 11 a.m. we'll get the April issue of the WASDE report, a typically quiet iteration that will focus on old crop 25-26 grain market fundamentals. The Dow right now is trading up over 1,300 points at 47,909. The European markets and Asian markets are trading lower. On the livestock side of things, well, cattle futures maintained support yesterday with feeder cattle outpacing lives. However, the bullish attitude for high cash has tempered. Hog futures reversed course and limited the strong gains from earlier in the week. We'll take a look at the numbers coming up next.
To Senator LeCurley, Manager of Agronomy, Zach Ogles tells us what their products Thiosol and KTS can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
May corn up 2.25 at 449.5. December new crop up 1.5 at 477.5. May beans up 3.5 at 1165.5. November new crop up 3.25 at 1155.25. Soy meal up 90 cents at 315 even. Soy oil up 50 cents at 67.92. Chicago wheat up 7.75 at 588 even. Kansas winter wheat up 8.5 at 603.75. Kansas spring wheat unchanged at 616.75. Minneapolis spring wheat up a nickel at 629 even. Oats trading up 4 cents at 336.5. We saw double-digit gains in live cattle, triple-digit gains in feeders, triple-digit losses in front-month hogs. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.